Rutland is now divided over whether to let voters weigh in on a plan to resettle 100 Syrian refugees in the city. A petition drive has succeeded in getting the required number of signatures, and its creator believes a vote will show locals do not support the resettlement plan. But others argue there is more support than opposition, and they say that a vote would show that. But as VPR's Nina Keck reports, there's also concern that, regardless of the outcome, a vote would hurt the city's image.
Dave Trapini thinks bringing Muslim refugees from Syria into Rutland is a bad idea. And he's been going door to door with a petition to see who in the city agrees with him.
Hi. I'm Dave Trapini.
Guy Reinbold invites him into his small kitchen.
Would you like to read this, or you want me to read it to you? Or?
Go ahead.
Okay. So shall the city of Rutland decline to participate in the refugee resettlement program at this time? And so advise the director of the Office of Refugee Resettlement in accordance with federal
Reinbold, a Vietnam veteran, nods and signs his name.
My question is, we have people that are homeless.
Yep.
Where are they going to house these 100 Syrians? Rutland, why Rutland? Why here?
Trapini has gathered more than 1,200 signatures, which he hopes will send a powerful message to Vermont's refugee resettlement program.
We are the smallest community they've ever tried this with, the smallest. And it's a very difficult time to receive, I believe, my opinion, 100 refugees. And 100 is not just it. It's going to be hundreds.
Hey, come on in.
Mr. Torrey, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Hunter Berryhill. Nice to meet you. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
But while Trapini has been fighting refugee resettlement, dozens of local volunteers have been meeting to help the program succeed.
We would like to get the names of people who might be interested in manning the booth at the farmer's market that day.
Rutland resident Jenny Gardner is one of nearly 1,300 members of Rutland Welcomes, a group that initially formed on Facebook and is now holding committee meetings in area churches. Michael Morfitt and his wife Christine of nearby Langrove spent years working in international development and joined the group to help.
This part of Vermont, which has struggled for decades and is now pulling itself up through its own hard work, but this is an opportunity to really strengthen and enrich this community. And we feel it's not only sort of the right thing for us to do as Americans to welcome people, but we think it's an exciting opportunity for our community.
Pat Hunter, one of the founders of Rutland Welcomes, says she spoke about the group's efforts earlier in the day to members of Rutland's Project Vision. And she says city organizations, volunteers, and nonprofits seem so eager to help. Her eyes fill up with tears.
I'm so proud of Rutland. Very sad by some of the fear and the pain of those who were afraid of this program. But the outpouring of support just makes me so proud.
But even some of those who support the refugee plan, like Rutland resident Jeff Manny, say residents should have the opportunity to vote on it.
No question about that. That's how democracy works.
Rutland Mayor Christopher Louris disagrees. He says voting on refugee resettlement has nothing to do with city or charter policy and so has no legal bearing.
From my perspective, on a personal level and professional level, it's offensive to me that we would, as a community, even put it on the ballot to vote on who gets to live in Rutland.
But the Board of Aldermen can override the mayor if 7 of the 11 members choose to do so. Longtime board member Sharon Davis says at this point it's unclear what the board will do, but she believes since the petition drive was successful, residents deserve the right to weigh in.
As a member of the Board of Aldermen, it is my responsibility to represent the community as a whole, not those that I agree with or disagree with. And I think the board has been put in a difficult position because the mayor did this so poorly.
She says the mayor worked in secret on the refugee plan for months before announcing it. And she says city officials haven't had enough time to adequately address people's questions and concerns. William Knott, president of the Board of Aldermen, admits the situation could have been handled better, but he believes the city will gain much from becoming a refugee resettlement community. And he worries a vote, even a non-binding one, could jeopardize that.
If refugee resettlement in Rutland is derailed, there are communities who will be very eager to take these refugees instead. There are communities who will be delighted to show you know, how much more open they are than Rutland.
Nod is even more worried about the message a vote like this would send.
People who are in support of this petition need to understand that we will be harming Rutland. We will be labeling Rutland as the only community in Vermont who did not welcome refugees. And it will be a brush we are painted with that will affect us negatively for years to come.
The Board of Aldermen is scheduled to take up the petition issue at their next meeting on July 5th. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.